Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Parliament passes merchant shipping bill to ensure compliance with maritime treaties and bill to reserve seats for members of scheduled tribes in Goa Assembly. Lok Sabha approves National Sports Governance Bill to regulate functioning of national sports bodies and new income tax bill. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks to Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, reiterates need for an early and peaceful resolution of the conflict. 35 lakh farmers of the country receive a total of 3,900 crore rupees as claim under PM Fasal Bima Yojana. Supreme Court issues strong directions to authorities in the National Capital Territory to immediately sterilize stray dogs and relocate them permanently in shelters. And in World Games, India's Namrata Batra assures first ever medal in Wushu by storming into 52kg women's final in China. And now the news in detail. The Parliament passed the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. This bill will replace the Merchant Shipping Act 1958. The bill amends the law relating to merchant shipping to ensure compliance with countries' obligation under the maritime treaties and international instruments to which India is a party. It will also ensure the development of Indian shipping. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal said the present act is no longer adequate to realize the country's developmental vision.
The welfare and well-being of seafarers and the safety and security of ship which minimize disruptions of the marine environment are the two most prominent areas in the regulatory framework for maritime sector. The bill puts greater focus on ensuring safety in navigation and safety of life, protection of marine environment, emergency preparedness and response to marine incidents.
The Parliament also passed the readjustment of representation of Scheduled Tribes and Assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The bill was passed in the Lok Sabha last week. It aims at enabling reservation of seats for effective democratic participation of members of Scheduled Tribes and to provide for the readjustment of seats in the Legislative Assembly of the State of Goa. Replying to the discussion, Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal said, as population of the Scheduled Tribes community has increased, it is necessary to grant reservation to Scheduled Tribe in the Goa State Assembly.
ST वर्ग की जनसंख्या 149,275 अर्थात 1.5 लाख के आसपास होने के बावजूद भी ST समुदाय के लिए गोवा विधानसभा में एक भी सीट निर्धारित नहीं थी तो ये विसंगति पैदा हो गई थी इसके लिए मैं इस महान सदन के सम्मुख ये बिल लेकर आया हूँ.
The Lok Sabha today passed the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 amid opposition protest over the special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar. The bill seeks to provide for recognition of national sports bodies and regulate their functioning. The bill provides for establishing of National Olympic Committee, National Paralympic Committee and National and Regional Sports Federations for each designated sport. The bill empowers the central government to establish a national sports board and provides for constituting a national sports tribunal to adjudicate sports-related disputes. The National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 seeks to amend the National Anti-Doping Act 2022. The act gives effect to the UNESCO Convention Against Doping in Sports. It establishes the National Anti-Doping Agency to implement anti-doping rules. While moving the bills, Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya termed them as robust, saying that these bills have been brought after the elaborate consultations with the stakeholders. The Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025 and the Income Tax No. 2 Bill 2025 were also passed by the Lok Sabha today by a voice vote. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved these legislations amidst protest by the opposition members. The parliament has also given its nod to the Manipur Budget 2025-26, the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025, and the Manipur Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2025. The Rajya Sabha today returned these bills to the Lok Sabha after discussion. BJP leader and Union Minister Piyush Goyal today accused the opposition MPs of creating a baseless controversy over special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. Talking to media, he said that opposition don't want the Election Commission to fulfill its duty. Mr. Goyal added that none of the opposition MPs want any discussion or believe in any constructive outcome.
आज स्पष्ट हो गया है कि राहुल गांधी जी सहित विपक्ष के सभी सांसद ना तो कोई चर्चा करना चाहते हैं, ना कोई कंस्ट्रक्टिव आउटकम में विश्वास करते हैं, इलेक्शन कमीशन को अपने संवैधानिक दायित्व को भी पूरा नहीं करने देना चाहते हैं, और इनका कोई हेतु SIR के विरोध में नहीं है, अपना झूठ अपनी चोरी छुपाने के लिए शायद ये पूरा यहाँ पे नाटक कर रहे हैं। इनका तो इतना बुरा हाल है कि आपस में इतना भी समझौता नहीं कर पाए कि 30 लोग कौन जाएंगे इलेक्शन कमीशन के पास चर्चा करने।
Earlier, the opposition MPs staged a protest march from the Parliament House complex to the office of the Election Commission against the special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and party leader Rahul Gandhi, NCP, SCP Chief Sharad Pawar, SP Chief Akhilesh Yadav, JMM leader Mahua Maji, TMC MP Derek O'Brien, among others, took part in the protest. The Delhi police detained some MPs. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today had a telephonic conversation with President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Modi heard Mr. Zelensky's perspectives on recent developments. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he conveyed India's consistent position on the need for an early and peaceful resolution of the conflict. He said, India remains committed to making every possible contribution in this regard, as well as to further strengthening bilateral ties with Ukraine. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan transferred 3,900 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer to over 35 lakh farmers under Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana in Jhunjhunu, Rajasthan today. Out of this, an amount of 1,400 crore rupees was transferred to 9.7 lakh farmers of the state. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Union Minister of State for Agriculture Bhagirath Chaudhary were also present on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Chauhan reaffirmed the centre's commitment to doubling farmers' incomes.
January se leke ab tak 11,000 crore rupiah kisanon ke khate mein dal chuke hain. Aur aaj jo 3900 crore rupiah, usme se ek tihai to Rajasthan ke ye hai. Aur desh ke kisan bhaiyo, main aapko aashwast karta hoon. Ye Modi ji ki sarkar hai. Bhagwan na kare kabhi fasal barbaad ho. Lekin agar kabhi aisi mauka aa gaya, तो राहत की राशि में कसर नहीं रखेंगे क्योंकि हम जानते हैं कि फसल अगर बर्बाद होती है तो केवल फसल बर्बाद नहीं होती किसान की जिंदगी बर्बाद होती है इस संकट से मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में भाजपा की सरकार आपको निकाल के पार ले जाएगी
The Supreme Court has issued strong directions to control the menace of dog bites and rabies in the National Capital Territory of Delhi to immediately catch and sterilize stray dogs and relocate them permanently to shelters. The court warned that any person or group obstructing this drive will face legal action. Authorities are also allowed to use force if necessary. The court said stray dogs must not be released into public areas once picked up. These directions came in a Suomoto case based on reports of stray dog attacks on children. The Apex Court directed NCT Delhi, MCD and NDMC to build dog shelters within 8 weeks with proper staff and CCTV monitoring and to keep daily records of captured dogs if further instructed to set up a helpline within 1 week. The court said all dog bite complaints must be acted upon within 4 hours. It said authorities must share vaccine availability details, stock status, and who is receiving them. The court refused to accept any intervention pleas from individuals or organizations, saying public safety must come first, not sentiments. In Maharashtra, 8 women have been killed and 29 seriously injured in Pune district's Kher Taluka when a jeep plunged into a 100 feet deep gorge. The passengers, all women devotees, were on their way to visit the Kundeshwar temple. The injured have been admitted to a private hospital and the Chandoli Rural Hospital for treatment, with some reported to be in critical condition. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief on the loss of lives and announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the PM National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister and Pune District Guardian Minister Ajit Pawar has also announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased. Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat today emphasized that despite all culture diversities, the Indian national flag stands as a unifier of the country. Addressing a press conference on the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign in New Delhi today, the minister urged every citizen living in India and abroad to participate in the campaign. He mentioned that Har Ghar Tiranga is not just a campaign, but it is an emotional movement that unites 1.4 billion Indians.
जो हम 140 करोड़ भारतीयों के सपनों को, उनके अनगिनत बलिदानों के स्मृतियों को, एकजुटता और साहस के साथ में घड़े हुए भारत के वादे को और विचार को अपने भीतर समेटकर भारत के लोगों को विकसित भारत का लक्ष्य प्राप्त करने के लिए निरंतर प्रेरित करता और सामूहिकता के भाव में बांधता है। आज भी जब घर पे जब व्यक्ति हाथ में तिरंगा लेकर के खड़ा होता है और सम्मान के साथ में अपने घर की छत पर, अपने घर की बालकनी पर, अपने प्रतिष्ठान में तिरंगे को लहराता है, तो निश्चित रूप से उसके मन में वही भाव होता है जो भाव शहीद आजम भगत सिंह या उस समय के स्वतंत्रता सेनानियों के मन में था।
In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav today participated in the Tiranga Yatra organized in Gwalior City. In Sikkim, the National Institute of Technology organized a Tiranga rally today. In Uttarakhand, normal life has been affected in most districts of the state due to continuous heavy rain since yesterday. More from our correspondent.
Heavy rainfall in the last 24 hours have led to increase in water levels of most of the rivers and streams in the state, and this increase in water level has led to heavy waterlogging in the plain areas. The work of opening of blocked roads at the various places due to landslides in the mountainous areas is also underway. On the other hand, movement of traffic is heavily affected in the district of Chamoli, Pitoragarh, Rudraprayag and Uttarkashi due to these blockages. However, administration is trying its best to smoothen most of these routes. Additionally, the Chamoli district administration has banned movement on all trekking routes in the district for the next 5 days in view of heavy rain warning. Meanwhile, the Met Department has predicted heavy rains in the entire state for the next 4 days. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
On to sports. India's Namrata Batra created history by reaching the women's 52kg final at the 2025 World Games in Chengdu, China today. Namrata beat Philippines' Krizan Faith Collado 2-0 to assure India of its first ever World Games medal in the sport of Wushu. With this win, Namrata will now fight for gold on Tuesday against local favourite Meng Yu Shen in the final. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. today, we will bring a discussion on organ donation. Joint Director Noto, Shiny Suman Pradhan, and Officer in Charge of National Eye Bank, Dr. Rajesh Sinha, will be in the studio to answer the queries by listeners on various aspects of organ donation. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-23717-117 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Parliament passes Merchant Shipping Bill to ensure compliance with maritime treaties and bill to reserve seats for members of Scheduled Tribes in Goa Assembly. Lok Sabha approves National Sports Governance Bill to regulate functioning of national sports bodies and new income tax bill. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks to Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, reiterates need for an early and peaceful resolution of the conflict. 35 lakh farmers of the country receive a total of 3,900 crore rupees as claim under PM Fasal Bima Yojana. Supreme Court issues strong directions to authorities in the National Capital Territory to immediately sterilize stray dogs and relocate them permanently in shelters. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.